You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actor Raymond Cruz. Raymond stars in the latest supernatural horror film, The Curse of La Llorona. Taking place in the universe of the Conjuring franchise, La Llorona is set in 1970s Los Angeles, when the legendary ghost is stalking the night and the children. Ignoring the eerie warning of a troubled mother, a social worker, and her own kids are drawn into a frightening supernatural realm. Their only hope of surviving La Llorona's deadly wrath is a disillusioned priest who practices mysticism to keep evil at bay. In this one-on-one, we speak to Raymond about what it is about this story that continues to endure, how he prepared for the role, and why this story is so embedded within his culture. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Raymond. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
What is it that drew you to the role of Raphael?
I really like the idea of the story of La Llorona, and because I grew up with it, as a child, as most people in Latin culture have, and the fact that they were doing a horror film about her, because I love the genre, the horror genre. Growing up watching films like Jaws, Poltergeist, The Exorcist, even the early Frankenstein movies, it was always fascinating to me, this genre, and I wanted to, at some point, do a horror film. And then to be able to do it about, my own culture, about the Latin culture, is fantastic.
I was wondering, is this your first foray into horror in general? Like, is this your first trip into the genre?
On The X-Files, I played the Chupacabra, and then that was a horror piece that was great that we tackled on The X-Files. And then I did with Scott Spiegel, we did Dusk Till Dawn 2, which was, it was kind of like a campy vampire film. And then I was fortunate enough to be in the Alien Resurrection movie with Jean-Pierre Genet, the French director, and that's kind of like, horror sci-fi.
I didn't realize you were in that. I love the franchise.
I love it.
Wow. Okay. All right. You're in there.
I'm first in it. Every time I get a chance to do anything like with the horror or like sci-fi, it's exciting. It's author, you're gonna get that call to be in especially with this story being brought to life on the silver screen, and that you get to be a part of this, telling the story. It's fantastic.
About the story of La Llorona, what is it about it that continues to endure? I know it's been told from generation to generation, but what is it about this story?
Well, that's exactly it. She endures. It's been hundreds of years since La Llorona began, and it's been passed down from generation to generation. But it's not. It's more than just a tale, because there's been sightings of La Llorona throughout, Latin culture, throughout the Southwest, in Santa Fe, in New Mexico, in Arizona, Texas, California, in Mexico and in other Latin countries. There's people that have actually heard and seen her. It's the idea that she's a modern day boogeyman. She's actually out there. But, most people, when you do a film about, a horror subject, there has to be it's an odd sense of reality to it, the other side, that it does exist. And she does exist, especially for people in the Latin community. She's very real.
It sounds like it's really embedded within the culture. You've mentioned that a couple of times.
Deeply embedded.
Yeah, so how do you...
You ask anyone who's Latin about La Llorona, and at first they'll skip a breath, and then they'll be like, oh my gosh. And you grow up hearing about it when you're a child, and it's always been a warning from, your grandparents or your parents that you have to be careful going out at night, or if you hear a woman crying, you have to run, because that's La Llorona. And then La Llorona isn't like an entity that's out there like trying to scare you. She will kill you.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
Yes.
How did you prepare for the role? Did you have the chance to speak to any curanderos, or how did you prepare?
In preparation for the role, I have a friend who studied with curanderos in Mexico, and so I used her as a reference because I had just come off of shooting Major Crimes. We wrapped, and 3 days later, we were shooting this film. But about a month before, I started doing my work and started, you know, trying to figure out the spirituality of the character, because, you know, a curandero is basically a shaman, what some people would call like a witch doctor. He's a spiritualist, and, you know, it's not just, you know, saying prayers, although it is steeped in Catholicism or Christianity, because you can only use light to battle darkness. You can only use good to battle evil. So, you know, you have to understand what the approach is and how they work, and you know, what their methods are. So yeah, it was a lot of like really trying to understand where his head is at any moment and what magic he's using and how he's using it.
Your character is a former priest who left the church and still has their faith. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that and why what the significance is in that?
Well, Raphael was a former priest. He left the church because he felt that the church didn't do enough to help people who were suffering from these supernatural occurrences, from these dark entities who were trying to attach themselves to people. And then he felt that the church moved too slow in responding to this. So he goes out on his own. He becomes a curandero, and he has to use his mix of spirituality, his background in Christianity and the church and the spirituality of the church, and then that combined with his magic that he learned about, you know, combating negative entities, negative energies, and then how to fight that. And then he feels a void where people who are suffering from these supernatural occurrences, where they need help, and then he steps up and he helps them. He provides a way for them to survive.
You know,
odd, right?
Oh, yeah. Just in prep for the interview, I was going through the show notes, and it sounds like there were some pretty significant preparations before, and I don't mean the training. I mean almost supernatural preparations with curanderos on set or some strange things happening. Can you talk about that?
You know, they brought in some real curanderos to do a cleansing and to bless the set. You got to understand, there's been examples in history, even in the history of horror films, where odd things have occurred that cannot be explained, like Poltergeist and The Exorcist, where people who have participated in the making of the films have suffered, you know, negative results from being involved and being around this energy. So, you know, I mean, you have to understand that where there's light, there's dark.
Sure.
And if you're calling on these negative entities, they may appear.
Yeah.
And you don't want anything negative attaching itself to you.
This is part of the Conjuring franchise, is that right?
It's not really a spinoff of the Conjuring. There's, you know, I can't really give it away, but there are ties to the universe.
Raymond, it's great talking to you. I really appreciate it. And I know it's a supernatural horror film, but there are also...
Deals with negative energy.
Okay. So I was wondering, can you talk about what you hope audiences learn from a film like this?
What I hope the audience learns is a lot about Latin culture and about Latin history and how this is a legend, a story that's very real to us. And it's not based in myth. It's actually based in people's own experiences throughout history with this entity. You know, she's existed for a long time, and she's appeared. There's been sightings of her throughout the Southwest, and you know, New Mexico, California, Texas, Mexico, throughout Latin America, and there's been, like, you know, really horrible things that have happened, and people have seen her, people have heard her. This is why this is different from other horror films. You have a movie like Jaws where people have had experiences with great white sharks, where there have been shark attacks. This is pretty much the same thing. There's been La Llorona attacks. Now, a lot of people try to dismiss it as, like, you know, a ghost movie, or, you know, it's just a story, but it's very real. And if you talk to anyone in the Latin community, and you'll hear stories about people who have had supernatural occurrences with her.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Raymond. Thanks for chatting with me.
It was nice talking to you, Steve.
Nice talking to you, too.